Time for the birthday scam. This is a very funny one. I'm going to call a guy who's been going, had all kinds of problems getting his colon tested. You know, he has to send in a little sample, and the first time he hand-delivered it, they lost it. Then he mailed one and was waiting for the results, and it got lost in the shuffle. Finally found out that they did have it. Everything was negative. But now we're going to call and say, guess what? We lost it again.
Yeah, we need yet another sample from him, and he's very frustrated with the process here.
It's Mike.
Hello, this is Steve Phillips calling from Dr. office.
Yes.
How are you doing?
Fine.
We had expected to receive, I guess, some specimens from you by now, stool samples, and I don't see that we have received those yet.
Let me tell you what's happening here.
Okay.
I took a physical back in December.
Right.
Okay. And then he gave me that deal to take, the stool sample thing to take.
Right.
And I took it. Then I had my wife carry it to the Stafford office.
Oh.
Hand carry it. Okay. And then I waited.
Right.
And I waited. And about 3 weeks later, I call. And they don't know a thing about it.
Yeah.
They sent me another one. I took it.
Okay.
And I mailed it.
Right.
And I called back on Tuesday or Wednesday, and she said, we got it, and the results are good.
Well,
I'm really puzzled.
Yeah, apparently those were not your results. Those belong to somebody
else.
I swear
to God. I'll tell you what, this is really irritating the hell out of me.
I'm sorry. Yeah,
it really is. I mean, how can they tell me that I'm doing fine, and
we,
then...
We get a lot of samples come through, and apparently sometimes
they
get...
This lady said I hand-carried it to the lab.
I know, and I don't know if it was the sample was misplaced or the results were misplaced, but we feel bad about this, but we're going to have to get another stool sample from you.
This is totally ridiculous.
Excuse me?
Totally ridiculous, really. I mean, you know, it's ridiculous because, you know, I've done everything that I possibly could.
Can we do it again?
I guess we'll have to.
Yeah, we'll have to, and I spoke to the doctor about it. He feels that we need to bill you now for the third test kit.
Why? I mean, it's not my fault, sir.
Well,
I'm starting to lose it. I mean, this is really ridiculous.
The first one we could never locate, and the second...
My wife hand-carried it to the Stafford office.
Well, you say that, but I mean...
Hey, mister. Are you calling me a liar?
I don't know. I mean, we just could never locate
my wife hand-carried it to the Stafford office.
Okay. I don't know. It's $59 for the kit.
I'm going to call and talk to Dr. Okay?
No, please don't. He asked me to handle this. You understand, these samples all look alike.
I understand, but that's why I take my time to put the information on the front of them. You know, I handwrite every little detail that it asks for on each one. Now, I was tempted to hand-carry this one, the last one that
I
did.
Well, we prefer you don't. I mean, because there's a chance of it contaminating the samples.
I'm sorry?
Don't hand-carry them.
I mean, what I'm saying... After I did the test, I sealed the first one, and my wife took the test and gave it, the envelope.
Are you afraid to give us the test?
No, sir.
A lot of people are scared of the results.
I'm not afraid of the results.
And they resist. People resist taking the test.
No, sir. What irritates me is the fact that now you're going to bill me for it.
Let's don't be afraid of the results.
I'm not afraid of the results. I am not afraid of the results. Send me the test, please.
Maybe what I should do is I should come down and personally get the sample from you.
What are you talking about now?
Since we seem to have problems delivering our samples, why don't I come in to your home or workplace? I'll get the sample from you personally.
Once I'm done with it? Once I take the samples, all three samples?
No, personally, I will get the sample.
The stool sample?
Yes. By hand.
You've been a little ridiculous there.
I'm not being ridiculous. I'm going to come with a flashlight and a spoon, and I'm going to get that sample.
Is this a birthday bash or what?
I'm going to get that sample.
No. Who am I talking to?
Once and for all, sir.
No, who am I talking to?
By hand. I'm going to hold you down and get it.
All right, who are you?
Mike, this is Dean and Raj.
You're kidding me.
No. Jenny wanted us to scam you.
Oh, I'm going to kill her.
Who is that?
My wife.
Oh, yeah, your wife.
No, you're kidding me.
She just thought that you were starting to like those tests and... Maybe you'd want to do another one.
It's the grossest thing we've ever done, but happy birthday anyhow.
Appreciate it, man. I earned it.
Thank you.
You did.
Say it. Feliz Navidad.
Feliz Navidad.
Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad.
We're going to fill the studio with the joyous sounds of Christmas. Right, I'm assuming?
Yes, we will. Right. We're on our way to do just that.
All right. I thought the kids from Cyfair were with us maybe 4 or 5 years ago.
That's right, we did.
Right,
we came
right down the location on Post Oak.
That's exactly right.
Right.
What are you going to do for us?
How about Jingle Bells?
That would be great.
Okay.
All right, kids.
Dum 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 dum. Oh, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle bells. Now the ground is white, go it while you're young. Take the girls tonight and sing the same song. Just get a bobtail bay to fortify his feet. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle and crack, you'll take the lead.
Hey!
Jingle bells,
jingle bells,
jingle, jingle, jingle,
jingle, jingle, jingle, all the way. Jingle all the way.
Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way.
What fun it is,
oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
One horse open sleigh.
Curlip,
curl up,
curl up,
curlip,
curlip,
curl up,
curl up,
curl up,
dashing through the snow.
Curl up,
curl up,
curl up,
curl up.
On Bobtail Green, making spirits bright. What fun it is to ride and sing a sleighing song tonight. Oh, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to in a one-horse open sleigh. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun for two horse around in an open sleigh. Oh, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to sleigh a horse in an open way. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a horse open sleigh. Jingle bells, 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 jingle bells.
What fun it is to ride.
Are good. That was a very intricate arrangement.
It's a tough arrangement.
Yeah, you got all the key changes and time signature changes in there. It's really cool. Very good. Thanks for coming in this morning.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks.
Happy holidays.
You too.
These are good kids, aren't they, Raj?
Hey, thanks.
From Cyfair High School,
yeah.
Right? Merry Christmas.
Dean and Raj in the morning and Houston's classic rock all day long.
Today's Wild Pitch brought to you by Classic Auto Group Galveston. Former NBA player Charlie Villanueva, who last played for the Mavericks a couple of years ago, came home recently to find his home had been burglarized. He knew this because he went in to use the bathroom and he noticed his toilet was missing. That's right, the thieves stole his toilet. Villanueva posted a pic of the toiletless bathroom and tweeted, "I'm tripping. Who steals a toilet?" Dean, investigators arrived at the bathroom and said they had nothing to go on. This would have never happened at the Griswold house.
The was full.
Yeah. You checked our s***ers, honey?
Clark, please.
That's today's Wild Pitch.
He's dead, Jim.
I want him dead. I want his family dead.
Oh, why can't someone die?
They're dead. They're all dead.
Hey, here we go. Dead guy in the envelope. Raj is putting the name of the dead person in here.
I guess I could have done this ahead of time.
And we're going to bring in our first player, Thomas. Good morning. How are you, Thomas?
I'm doing just fine. How about yourself?
Good, good. You're going to go first. You're allowed to ask a yes or no question before you make your guess.
Going first is tough. Let's see. First off, I want to say Merry Christmas to y'all.
Merry Christmas, Thomas.
I want to know how to become part of the birthday scam. I want to get my wife coming
up. Let's deal
with
all that later.
We're playing Dead Guy in the Envelope now, and if you want to do that, you can. Otherwise, we're going to move on, okay?
All right. Did he die in the last year?
Yes.
Wow.
We got a
Muhammad
fresh
Ali.
Muhammad Ali. No. Is not correct. Thanks for playing. Merry Christmas.
Jesse, you're on. You're number two. We have a person who died in the last year.
Okay, Dean. Was he a singer?
We're going to say...
He did some singing, yes.
We're going to give a guarded yes. He did some singing. That's probably not what you know him for.
Okay, Jim Nabors.
Jim Nabors was definitely a singer and is not in the envelope today. Thanks.
Who do we have here? This is Jay. Good morning, Jay.
Good morning.
Have you heard the clues?
Yes, I have.
All right, go ahead. Ask your question if you'd like.
All right, was he an actor?
Yes.
Oh, jeez.
This is weird. We have an actor who did some singing.
That's not unusual. When you think about it, we have a lot of singers who did some acting.
This is the other way around?
I don't know. Let's not bog down on it. What's your guess?
I have no guess.
All right. But you've helped every little bit.
Mary Lynn.
Yes.
This guy died in the last year. He was a singer and an actor.
Okay, was he in advertising?
No.
No.
Oh, left turn.
Was it Red West?
No, it was not.
Brad West. Were you thinking Adam West? Batman? Mm. It was neither, but...
Levi.
Hey.
Hi.
I have no idea, but I'll ask a question.
Go right. For it.
Is he from Texas?
No, he's not from Texas.
Well, that narrows it down.
All right, then. Have a Merry Christmas.
Jeff on the line. Jeff, this guy died in the last year. He did some singing. He was an actor.
Did he sing country?
No, he did not sing country that I know of, no.
Was it Chili Dogs Rain in this game?
He's dead? No, it's not.
Smack talk. Dead guy smack talk.
You gotta back that up, okay, when you bring in the smack talk. Reaver.
Yeah, was he, was he a partridge?
He was not a partridge.
Shea LaBeouf.
Paul, how are you?
Partridge kind of fits the category. Did both.
Paul.
For God's sakes,
hello?
Paul. Yes.
Yeah, what?
Good morning.
This Paul?
Yeah. That's what we're...
Hey.
Hi.
Was he on Star Trek?
No, he was not on Star Trek.
It wasn't Leonard Nimoy.
Was not. Oh, he did do some singing, didn't he?
Oh, he did. That's right.
I had a hammer.
All right. Good try. Thanks for playing.
Nick.
Yes. Was he a rock singer?
No.
No. I know Steven Seagal has sung, but he's still alive, so I'll make that my guess.
All right.
I see where you're going with that. A guy who's mainly an actor but did try some singing on the side.
Right.
No. Blake.
No shame in that, by the way. Bail. Pull the chute.
Hello, Todd.
Yes.
So let's recap for people just joining us. We have a man who's dead. He died in the last year. He did more than one thing. He did some singing, but he was also an actor.
Among other things.
Yeah, not a rock singer. What do you got?
I don't have a question, but is it Jerry Lewis?
It is Jerry Lewis. You win.
Woo! Woo!
What do you get? Tickets to the Houston Open, plus parking.
Awesome.
Right.
Coming in March 29th, and we're going to hook you up with those. Now, Jerry Lewis is tough because he did so many things.
Yeah, listed officially at Wiki by as comedian, obviously, actor, singer, producer, director, screenwriter, and, of course, philanthropist. We all remember with the telethon is what his legacy is going to be, probably. And he died at age 91 back in August.
He is really, I mean, if you look at just entertainers,
right?
He's top five in history, I think.
I guess.
From
you know,
what
when
he
you think of his impact and, you know, his legacy, you know, and people we always talk about, like, he was born Daniel Levitch, by the way, changed his name to Lewis, and then hooked up with Dean Martin. And like my parents, the Dean Martin and Jerry Lewis back in, like, what, the 40s were, like, rock stars.
Yeah, 50s mainly.
50s probably. And, I mean, they would go to New York and people would go crazy like it was the Beatles or something.
Yeah, it was really. We don't have a grip on how huge they were at the time. They dominated. And then quit. Broke up at the height of their popularity. And both went on to have successful careers. But very well. Well done, sir. Jerry Lewis is today's dead guy in the envelope. Hang on, we're going to hook you up with the prize.
Hey, y'all, what's up? This is Darius Rucker, wishing you a Merry Christmas.
People try to put me down,
talking about my decorations.
Famous Christmas house around,
talking about my decorations.
December's here and the weather's cold,
talking about my decorations.
Gotta get my lights up before I get old,
talking about my decorations.
My decorations, my decorations, baby. Seems like they just got put away,
talking about my decorations.
Don't care what my neighbors say,
talking about my decorations.
Can't see mine from the space station,
talking about my decorations.
Talking about my decorations,
talking about my decorations.
My decorations, my decorations, baby. No robot Santa on the roof,
talking about my decorations.
Your inflatables are so uncool,
talking about my decorations.
Please excuse my procrastination,
talking about my decorations.
Talking about my decorations,
talking about my decorations.
My decorations, my decorations, baby. My decorations, my decorations. People try to put me down,
talking about my decorations.
Well, the lamest Christmas house around,
talking about my decorations.
December's here and the weather's cold,
talking about my decorations.
Gotta get my lights up before I get old,
talking about my decorations.
My decorations, baby. My decorations, my.
Talking about my decorations,
my decorations,
about my decorations,
my decorations,
about my decorations,
my decorations,
about my decorations,
my decorations.